TJ Jagodowski in studio, one of our panelists, longtime panelists here at The Worst. TJ, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jakoff.
And Abby McEnany is back. Abby, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You two have been a part of The Worst for years now. I feel like this is like fifth, sixth time through.
Feels like years. It's only been a couple of months.
Well, you know.
Actually, I've never been in the studio before.
Right.
Well, what is that like?
Well, welcome and goodbye as we wrap this up. Okay, so you've got a web series coming out, Studio B, which is coming out in July.
Yeah, my friend Billy Bungeroth and his wife Julie Nichols and a couple other folks, some of the main stage folks.
So good.
Really awesome. We made this web series, first three episodes will come out July 9th. Music studio, trying to get back to some sort of relevance. So there's original music that Julie wrote, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal composer. And yeah, I think it came out okay.
Longtime Second City people.
Yeah.
City actors and musicians and all the people involved.
And more than usual, I'm in just hunks of garbage. So this one's actually a surprise, a nice little pleasant surprise for all involved.
And Abby, you're breaking your social media silence to you have a show called You Want to Talk About Something Different?
Want to talk about something
different.
Want to
talk about something different. Is that Wanna as the name Wanna? Or just WANNA? Or is it JUANNA?
I mean, honestly, Justin, I don't know why we're wasting this time.
We're already truncated.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. It's 10:16. I don't know, man. We lost 15 minutes.
All right. Well,
want to talk about something different.
Okay, and want to talk show is the Instagram.
Is the Instagram. And actually, I don't have the password, so I don't actually have to, like, do it.
Right.
And actually, it's a Julie Nichol bitfest here, because she's actually my co-host.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a musician. We do. We have a conversation with somebody. We do some bits. We
That's
do
so great.
Some stories and some performance.
I love Julie. I think she's great. She's so talented.
She's amazing.
She's
obviously, because she works with you guys. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's do The Worst tonight. 312-981-7200. We'll start with Pete Zimmerman. As we start every worst. Pete, what do you got tonight?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was in general?
It was warm for like one day.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're sitting outside, and you're just engulfed in mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I'm done with them.
You're done with them.
Lady mosquitoes.
Yeah, lady mosquitoes are the worst.
They're the only ones who bite.
Oh, really?
There we go.
Yeah.
I just feel I need to speak up.
Ladies.
I don't know. This started early, you guys.
Broads, right?
Come on, man. I don't know. I mean, it's you know, hundreds of years of fighting back against the patriarchal mosquitoes, man.
Insect broads.
Give us a break.
They're the worst. Insect broads.
Insect broads.
Bug broads.
Hey, kid,
the worst.
What's going on?
Well, I'm learning something tonight. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's pretty common knowledge, though. I just am
it
way
sounds like something
the
that I'm going to write about on Jezebel tomorrow.
I think it's the kind of thing.
guest editor, yeah. Abby McEnany's got something to say about the patriarchal mosquito. All right. Why don't we start with you guys? TJ, what's the worst?
The eighth tortilla. I don't know if you ever buy a bag of 10 of those. The eighth one's the one with the blue mold circle on it.
Right.
And you know, the night before or earlier, you ate the seventh that was sandwiched with that with that eighth tortilla.
Ooh.
So you don't know if you had another mold chunk in the one that you already polished off. But I'd say the eighth tortilla, that's the worst. Blue or green, whatever. Tortilla mold specifically is blue or green.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is true. And I also feel, not unlike bread or hot dog buns, the ratio of tortillas to what you're actually making the tortillas with always seems to be off. I'm always stuck with three tortillas that I did not use.
Yeah. Then you're like, and you can't really, because I've tried it all, put butter on them. And then you got to balance it. You got to like cradle it. And then you just like drink a bit of butter and you know, because it's got to come off the tortilla.
Right.
Yeah, mouthwatering or getting sick?
When you're peanut butter and jelly with tortillas. It's just it's not.
No, it just sounds like a country song. Drink a bit of butter.
That's off of my tortilla.
Ba-da-ba-ba, butter. That's what it sounded like to me.
The new climbing up the charts.
Drink a bit of butter.
Butter tortilla coming in at number 3 on the Hot Country 100.
Coming up from number 8.
Yeah. Oh, callback. Real strong. Yeah. All right, Abby, what's the worst? What do you
Well, so I don't have air conditioning. In my whole apartment. So in my kitchen, I don't have it. So in the summer, it sucks to have bananas because they only last one day because then they turn into like mealy stuff within
Really?
You know, 10 hours. Oh, you've never...
No, well, I'm a Central Air guy. I mean, okay, I don't want to make a big deal about it.
We all have resumes, Justin. I mean, you know, we all have different tiers.
I am in the Allstate Showcase studio in downtown Chicago. Yeah. Get me started. Window... What is this? Window... You put something in the window? No.
Just in my bedroom, yeah, dog.
Hey, man, how long do your bananas keep?
They're organic. I only buy organic. And at least 2.5
Two and a half. No. Come on.
Really luxury Upper East Side.
And this is an add-on. I hate when people call them nanners. It kind of I just got a little sick to my. I think that's rude. I think it's rude. It's just like, you know what? I'm not a one. And if you call them nanners, I'm going to lose my mind. So like that's a
nanners.
Yeah. Oh come on, man! You're coming after me hardcore tonight.
I like it.
Well, I will say back to the AC. I was remembering a story where I had an old AC unit that I'd put in the window just for the summer in your bedroom, right? But I was so lazy about it that it wasn't really put in properly, and I was very lucky. If it was going to fall, it wasn't going to fall in the street. It would fall, like, in the back of an alleyway. But it would never properly worked, and it was old. And whenever I'd put it in, I just kind of put it in, and it rattled the window because it was like a bad car. It didn't have, like, a muffler.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like, bum, 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 bum. And it would wake up the neighbors. Like, it was such a, I was such a bad neighbor that I would put it in there, and it would rattle the window, and it would, had no muffler. I was just a bad neighbor.
It woke up the neighbors?
It was like a 1983 Dodge Colt version of an AC unit, that like one that I think my dad wanted to throw out. I'm like, that's not bad. Give it to me. Just replace the Freon.
I could just imagine you, like, it goes, da, 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 and you're like, that's the stuff.
Oh, right by it.
Ooh, it's getting chilly.
That's how you know it's working.
Yeah.
When it wakes up the neighbors like, it's tingling, so you know it's working. Like, when your air conditioner blows out your neighbor's window, like, you know this stuff
is
working.
It's the Selsun Blue of AC units.
My brother went on the cheap to, like, one of those spring break things down in Florida, checked into a like a motel. Turn on the air conditioner, it just blew hot bugs into the room.
My God, no.
Hot air and bugs.
Hot bugs. You know what's the worst? Hot bugs.
Hot bugs.
Hot bugs.
Hot bugs, summer in the city.
All right, playing the worst here. 312-981-7200. We got a lot of good people already getting in for the pizza tonight. 708 says, you know what's the worst? Wet socks.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
Straight up. That's a simple one right there. Wet socks. We'll take that. The worst is when you see a bumper sticker that you don't understand. Today's was peace starts with your turn signal. Is it stupid or am I stupid? That's what they're asking in 815. No.
That one's stupid.
That's stupid, right?
Yeah.
There's not too many bumper stickers that don't fall into the category of stupid.
Well, also that one's peace. You could say peace starts with so many things and have that be like, oh, okay. Yeah, right, man. Yeah. But with your turn signal, like, that makes you angry. That makes
right away.
Like a fight starts over your bumper sticker that's claiming peace starts with a turn signal.
And it's not even over the bumper. You're more angry at the bumper sticker than whether or not they use the turn signal.
Yeah.
It's like, it just elevates it. Yeah. It
doesn't matter.
I'm always a fan of whenever I see, I always think it's funny when if someone has, I've already forgotten, and I know him. Tim Kaine was Hillary Clinton's running mate? Tim Kaine?
Mm-hmm.
The Clinton Kaine bumper sticker when someone in 2016 decided to put that on their car. Like, I don't care about the politics of it, but I'm like, it was the future. Don't put a bumper sticker on your bumper on your car.
I swear, when I go home, we still have, like, don't blame me, I voted for McGovern in Massachusetts. It's someone's, you know,
and
like 72 Mustang,
I get that.
Right?
Like, bumper stickers were of the time, right? Yeah. You get that. If you see, like, a Bush, maybe even a Bush Cheney, you're like, okay, maybe that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Obama, you're like, that's too much. But if you see a Clinton Kaine, you're just like, oh, why did you put that on your car?
Don't you know?
There's holograms now and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have to put a bumper sticker
on. And if you donate, you don't get bumper stickers, you get a magnet.
Yeah,
come
right.
On,
magnet
man.
That.
Up
that's
that donation,
my point.
Man. Get a magnet.
The technology, the advancements in technology and bumper stickers alone.
which is a sticker to a magnet. Ooh, the advances.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Dave. Dave.
Hey.
What's the worst, Dave?
Those party trolleys you see in and around downtown. You know, you've had a long, hard work day. You're stressed out. You're feeling lousy. Maybe you got fired from your job or something. And then these trolleys zoom by, right by you, with the people swinging and swaying and dancing, drinking. You know, they're in another world. I mean, where do these people come from?
Yeah, but here's
from?
My question, Dave. Are you mad because you're having a bad time and they're having a good time? Or are you mad because it's just chaotic?
Of course. You don't want... Yeah, I mean, it's
you don't want... Don't flaunt it.
They're from another planet.
Dave, it doesn't sound like the party trolleys are the worst. It sounds like you're... Your life is.
No, it's not me. It's all them. Get the city to ban them.
They're on their way, Dave. There's a whole thing. As a matter of fact, I believe that the city did put an ordinance in the last 3 or 6 months that have fined party trolleys for a bunch. It's like a well-regulated thing now.
Yeah. You know, I'm feeling better already.
Thanks,
Dave. I'm not mad anymore. I feel like I've accomplished something.
There you go. You did it. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay.
I got to say, my friend Celeste, do you remember Celeste?
Yeah.
Her old roommate was one of the drivers for that. For 3 birthdays in a row, we always went in a trolley, and it was like a big trolley full of lesbians, and it was so fun.
I don't think I've met a party trolley that I haven't liked. Now, don't get me wrong. Holidays like St. Patrick's Day possibly like NCAA tournaments or even sometimes if you're not in one, they're annoying.
Yeah.
That's a great... Dave's right. When you're not in it, it's annoying. If you're in it, you're like, this is the best invention of all time.
If you're in a trolley, a boat, like an open-top bus, you think like the whole world is yours all of a sudden, that your party spills out... To encompass the whole city, like you put a really mean person on a boat, all of a sudden they wave at everybody they go by, like hi.
But if you're standing at Clark and Hubbard and one goes flying by, you're like, I hate life.
Your day didn't change, your day's not their day.
Well, the next time I'm on a boat, I'm not gonna wave. I'm gonna be like, did everybody out there lose their job today? man, oh man.
I will say that there's something about this, always the rowdy behavior. So if you're on a party bus and you're having the best time of your life, there's always going to be a part of the crew that feels like they need to flaunt it or put it in the face of the person, Dave, who's standing on Hubbard.
Yeah.
So they're having a great time, and they go by and they go, ha ha, and they flip the bird at the guy.
You're winning me over to Dave's point of view here.
Man, I don't think... well, and also, what party bus is going out at noon? I don't understand. Like, isn't this... Well,
I mean, there's all sorts of different times you can go on a... You can be on a bus to party.
Now we got to get follow. Rom on that.
I was going to say
we got to get Rom on that. Yeah. That ain't right.
That ain't right. All right, keep going here. 312-981-7200. 815 says the worst is having to wear a jacket on June 5th. That's true. Today was jacket weather.
It was chilly.
Yeah, that's never good, right? 708 says the worst is when your secret stash is discovered. As an example, when you're looking forward to eating that special piece of dark chocolate that you hide in the fridge for a month. And then you find out that someone discovered it and it's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah. I could ferret out anything my folks had hidden.
Right.
And make it over the course of a month where you wouldn't realize it had started to disappear, like a bag of chocolate chips or whatever, you know? Like, you just think you're taking it down a little bit until it's gone. Yeah.
There's nothing worse. That is the worst, because if you think that it's there the whole time and then you have the epiphany that you still have it, and you go in there and it's gone.
You might have purposely not had it the day before. Right. You know, you might have been looking forward to it. That's going to be your Friday night surprise, you know, your little... If your life is as desperate that really counts as a, a piece of dark chocolate.
Have
milk chocolate. Yeah. Treat yourself. That stuff's bitter as heck.
Yeah, dark chocolate.
That 90% cacao or whatever, that's like eating dark chalk.
Cacao.
You know?
You sound like you were in Hart's Barracuda. Cacao.
Like eating a chalkboard.
Cacao. That's good stuff. All right, 312-981-7200. Abby McEnany and TJ Jagodowski in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. Coming up, we're going to get the news in the second half of the worst, which, of course, will feature more. Right now, I got to say, I think that you've got the hidden fridge stuff is pretty high up there, right?
The stash.
We just heard the stash.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Trolleys.
The trolleys, the party trolleys, the bumper stickers.
Yep.
Right?
Wet socks.
Wet socks. Let's not forget that.
And having to wear a jacket on June 5th.
Yeah, I don't feel... You know, it doesn't bother me. So I'm not... I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to vote for that one, but it looks like I'm going to be overvoted. So don't...
You're wearing a winter hat right now.
I am. It's chilly in here,
comfortably.
It is.
It is chilly.
I will say, I have a really cool kind of fleecy jacket.
Mm-hmm.
that I feel I didn't get a chance to really wear in the spring because it kind of went from cold to hot.
Yep.
So days like today, I feel like that's the time to take out the fleecy jacket.
That's a good office jacket, though, for the summer.
Yeah, but it's got a it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
I bought a denim chore jacket that I wore today.
Oh. Like for chores? Just for chores?
A denim chore jacket?
Denim chore jacket.
Is that what it's called in the Farm and Fleet, or is that something that you've named it?
From Jay Peterman, he calls it the denim chore jacket.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Urban rural wear.
Yes.
Urban that's rural. What I'm having.
All right. That's rural juror. Yeah, right. Sure. Abby McEnany, TJ Jagodowski in studio. All right. We'll get the news right now. We'll come back, and we will do the second half of the worst.
It's going down, y'all.
Playing the worst tonight, 312-981-7200. TJ Jagodowski, Abby McEnany in studio tonight. Two great comedians, improvisers in town. Join the worst regularly.
Yeah.
Regular worst. They're regularly the worst.
Consistently. The worst.
Regularly the worst. Studio B is the web series that TJ is involved with. It'll be online July 9th, the
yes,
first
sir.
Episodes. Want to talk about something different, the Want to Talk talk show. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Abby McEnany will be. What is now? When is that on stage? When's that start?
Well, this month. It's next Saturday, I think. It's kind of this underground thing. Check it out.
You should be in charge of marketing. I really think that there's a job for you for this show.
You
it's marketing.
I gotta
it's
be,
just so I, good.
Try and
at
find
getting,
it. Try and find it and go through it.
Don't worry about it.
It's kind of my brand to be aloof. You know, it's, you know that Abby McEnany, that aloof person.
So aloof.
So close to swearing. Yeah. You were so close
to
swearing.
I did it, man. I have not. Oh, God.
So you were halfway through.
Right at it.
You hold the. I think you have the record of all the comedians that have been on the show.
Are you kidding me?
I think you're on. This.
I'm two.
You're on two. So
I've had two.
You get the
so
third. Yeah. Yeah, you're ahead. You're a sizable lead over one.
Okay, that's hurtful.
You've lapped the field.
Man, I'm trying so hard. I came close.
I know, yeah, you were walking that way.
We're doing good.
Sniff it, Carmen.
All right, here we go. Let's go to John. John, kick us off with the second half of the worst. John, what's the worst?
When you think the comedy poop bags are as strong as the regular price ones.
Oh, the economy poop bags.
Oh, I thought you said the comedy poop bags. And then I thought you were talking about us for a second.
The economy price poop bags.
I did, too. I was like, dang.
Yes. Yeah. So you get the cheaper poop bags for your pet, and then you realize that they're not as good.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they're 30 to a roll, or another four rolls come in that sack. Yeah, and then you shove your hand through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're stuck with it. And you're stuck with it because there's no way you're going to go back on that investment that you've already, because it's four rolls.
Yeah, you got 200 more of them. You got to just double up and dig, man.
Double up and dig.
That's another country song.
That is good. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
And then you got to double up and dig.
You got to double up and dig. Ding, ding, ding. All right. We are jamming. We're jamming. We're like, it's like Nashville up in here, right?
I guess.
That's what they do. That's how they hit all the hit songs in the country music area.
Yeah, sit down with Travis Tritt for a couple hours and just talk. And he's like, there's one.
There's one.
There's another one.
That's number three.
I'm not having lunch. That's number four.
I'm just going to send this all into my audition for a Nashville, the TV show.
Yeah.
That's all.
That would be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would play well in that.
I mean, honestly.
You should, at least you could be the marketing person for the Nashville, whatever they do in that show.
Yeah, I think Nashville, find it.
Find it.
I know.
All right, let's go to Pam. Pam, what's the worst, Pam?
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Still there.
He's there, you okay?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I dropped the phone.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
That was kind of fun. That was great audio. I'm going to clip that and use that for a lot of different things.
It sounded like you fell out of a building and you were apologizing to us for doing that.
No. I work in assisted living, and we have a brand new executive director, and we're all trying to be on our very best behavior and make a good impression. So what happened, but I got caught speeding, and the lady policeman pulled into the parking lot with all of her red, white, and blue lights flashing around, and I was absolutely mortified.
Oh, no. So it was right at your work, so everyone's out the window looking.
Yes. Yes, and it's a big building, and everyone was looking out, and it was just awful.
I'm sorry that happened to you, Pam.
But you know what, Pam? Own it. You're the bad boy of the assisted living. So,
yeah, you walk out there, you're like, I'm a baller, baby. I got an escort to work this morning.
Don't worry about my time card. I'm tough. I'm rough around the edges, see?
I'm on a police camera. I can tell you exactly when I arrived.
That's right.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
That's a good one, too.
Hey, for you guys, what other professions are there that when it's a female, you specify that, like, it was a cop, a lady cop, or like, right. Oh, I got called in front of a lady judge.
Right.
I think
a lady.
On the opposite, I think people do that for male nurses still.
Yeah.
I was a nurse.
I had a guy nurse.
I have this male nurse.
Oh, pilot. I had a pilot. Oh, a lady pilot.
And then, you know, the subtext is, I was very nervous the whole time. I was white knuckling it. That's the subtext.
That is, right? 847 says, waking up next to Chewbacca after what you thought was a great night at the bar? Come on.
Whoa.
Ridiculous.
Also, Chewbacca's phenomenal.
I mean, honestly.
He's the best.
Really is.
He's got a great sense of humor. He's not going to complain. Laser crossbow. The whole deal. That guy's awesome. Ace's true blue friend. Guy's great.
My time with Chewbacca, that's why it took me 6 years to graduate from college. It was a highlight, baby. Highlight.
Did you know that Chewbacca in the new Solo film is played by a former college basketball player at Penn State who's an Eastern European phenom?
No, yeah. I did not know that.
The original Chewbacca, I think he's still alive, but he retired out, right, Pete? That was the deal? Like, they just said, okay, enough. I don't want to do it anymore.
You know? Probably older, right? Yeah, I imagine that suit's no party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think he's from Finland, actually.
Is he Finland?
Yeah.
And so they got a new guy for the new movie, for the Solo. Was he in the... He might have also been the last one that Chewbacca was
in.
But this new Solo film, Dave Ennett, who does the sports here, he knows him from, he does the call for Northwestern basketball, and they would play when we would play Penn State or whatever. It was one of the Big Ten schools.
Wow.
He's like, oh, I know that guy. He's okay inside. Yeah. Mid-range shooter. Like, he's got all
this. Hey, Dygor, I think we'll be all right without your 2.4 points and one assist a game.
Exactly.
I think we'll do okay.
Yeah. But look at him. Everyone else is like, are you going to make it in the NBA? He's like, I don't need to, man. I'm Chewbacca. Like, what a great college. If you're a college kid and you're like, oh, I'm going to
my first gig
Chewbacca.
Is a franchise? I'm set.
Right? Dude, Wookiee of the Year. Bang. Bang. Oh, good night. Burn the place down.
That was it. Good night, TJ.
Good night.
Good night.
Shut it down.
Wow. 708. The worst are people who clap when the plane lands.
Oh, agreed.
I like them. I'm sorry. I like them. I like their doubt that this was going to go well. That those are people who really thought they might die that day. I like that. They were on the
edge. There is something about that. Yeah. Talk about subtext. What's the subtext? We thought we were going to die.
If they're doing it because it was a lady pilot, I am irate.
It's a little slower, a little sarcastic clap.
Yeah, all right. I guess this one's for the books.
Glad you pulled it out, Cheryl. Pilot Cheryl. Dougie flew these things in Vietnam. Dougie flew commercial airlines in Vietnam. He did his job.
He had four drinks in him.
Yeah.
All right, 815, the worst is graduation party season.
Yeah, well, sure.
Is this a parent? I mean,
or someone who probably gets invited to a lot of them, because I would assume it's nonstop checks, right?
Oh,
for graduation,
gotcha.
Did you guys get checks for graduation?
I think you do. I mean, I got one from my cousin. It's like, hey, there's a big party, and I was like, I got a card, and I got to write a check.
I think it might be sometimes for like college books or like what you're going to need for college supplies or something like that, maybe.
I'm doing a lot of checking back for the 1986 McEnany, and I have some letters to write, I'll tell you.
Well, I was talking to my cousin, and she has a senior in high school who just graduated,
mm-hmm.
and an eighth grader.
Mm-hmm. Double.
And double, right? Ooh. And she says, well, you know, Eli's going to graduate on Memorial Day. And I was out of town. So I was like, oh, let's get the card. I'm going to do the whole thing. And then and Zoe's, she's graduating eighth grade. I go, when's her party? Oh, she doesn't get one.
Oh,
that's straight
really?
Up. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
She hasn't done anything. She's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, really? Because I get invited to a ton of eighth grade parties.
Sure. Yeah, it's a big one.
Really?
I've never been invited to an eighth grade party, but fundamentally, I feel like I would be. I feel like I've seen them around, right?
Wow, but you haven't got the invite?
Yeah. Oof. Well, I'm just saying, that's like, I made it seem like, oh, I just got all these eighth graders.
I know.
In my
I was
life.
Like, that's a. Yeah, I mean, that's
maybe it's an expectation thing of like, man, we didn't think Eli was gonna make it.
Yeah, maybe.
You then, know, this like, might be it. This might be his last year, yeah. Man. And then like,
just
was
like
it Abby?
On the
they
plate.
Sarcastic, yeah, they sarcastically.
Abby's got a lot of graduations after yeah, this. Yeah. You know, yeah, Eli, maybe, yeah, it was maybe. Touch and go. It was
she's gonna
real.
Be an eternal grad student. She's gonna be there forever.
the sarcastic clap for Eli. Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. So, I kind of agree with graduation season. Although, I feel good about it. And I was talking to... I saw Eli at this weekend.
Oh, Eli said.
Yeah. He's a cousin. He's a, right. And I told him, I said, I will give you this card and this check. But you have to, in return, have to... he lives in the area.
Okay.
You have to promise me, 17-year-old, one lunch downtown.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, on
nice.
Him?
No. Yeah. I'll pay for it.
Oh, okay.
I'll pay for
oh,
it.
Wow.
But I just feel like there's many that'll be like, oh, hey, cuz. Hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks for checking. And I'll
right.
never see him. And he'll
right.
be 27 asking me to help him move or something. I'll be like, no.
Right. You kind of paid yeah. him for a date.
I want a date out of this.
Yeah.
I want to be able to at least sit at a corner bakery and be like, here's the problem with life. This is what's gonna you're going to run into. Right? I want to give him that.
Eli might have a future as an escort if this goes well. Like, I just take gentlemen out to lunch. I'm lunch companion to gentlemen
oh, yeah.
downtown.
I hope it doesn't turn into a
card. $40 in a card, and then they buy me lunch.
I've got references. Let me call my cousin.
Exactly, right? All right. 312-981-7200, 773. A kid I babysit for at age 5 bit me
oh.
for taking away her Kindle when it was bedtime.
Are you kidding me? That is
I don't know.
The
Abby,
worst.
What a mix of sophistication and savagery. She her reading time was cut short, so she resorted to tooth business at that point.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. 773, your dentist is trying to have a conversation with you when you have 10 pounds of cotton stuffed in your mouth.
Yeah, don't, yeah. That is, that's a consistently aggravating thing.
773 says misspelled tattoos.
Oh.
Ooh.
Is that really? I mean, how? That's such a. I feel like that's only in Snickers commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
Yeah. I was eating a Milky Way or something. Like
right. Yeah, you know how that goes when you're eating. Yeah. You haven't had your Milky Way, so
right.
you misspell.
Yeah. No regrets.
I mean, that really happens. I just feel badly for that person.
For the misspelled tattoo or the biting of the.
No, I feel bad for the misspelled that
okay,
two person.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad. Well, obviously. But...
Al's Deli near Northwestern, this is 773, limits purchases of icebox cookies. My friend bought two and I was behind her. The man behind the counter said, are you with her? And I said, yes. And he said, no cookies for you.
What? What?
What's an icebox cookie?
I don't know what an icebox. I thought I would say that, and you'd be like, "Oh, you know, the icebox."
No.
I understand little to nothing of any of that.
no cookies.
You
for
would
you.
Think you'd be like, "I want some."
Because
all the
another person bought two cookies, the next person in line doesn't get any cookies.
I think that's what they're saying. You're with that person, so you get two cookies. They're limiting the cookies.
Assuming that second cookie was going to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's no. This guy should be drummed out of business.
Yeah.
This guy should be
why are you
right out of business. Why do you have a business?
Why are you limiting cookies? Why wouldn't you just say, yeah, eat all 15 and I'm sold out?
Buy them all. Buy them all. Go home early. I mean, assuming that's all he sells. Either way.
Al's Deli. All we sell is icebox cookies. Limit
you like
two
cookies?
Per line.
You like cookies that are frozen in the icebox? Not in the freezer, but in the icebox.
In the icebox.
Right next to the deer meat. I think I'm assuming that's what an icebox is, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like the extra fridge in the garage.
Oh, I thought it was just the old like fridge where you just got to
right.
actually put ice in it or whatever.
414 says the worst is when a friend picks you up and has her three dogs in the car right after they swam in a sticky. I think they mean stinky pond.
Yeah,
a sticky pond is what it says.
I'm a dog lover, and so that's rough. Not to let your friend know that's the ride they're signing up for.
Yeah, I have one dog one for you.
Okay, here we go.
A friend of mine in Germany had a. a golden retriever.
Okay.
They use liquid fertilizer on farm fields.
Oof.
Okay. Ooh.
So you know when she pulled the car over to the side of the road to let the dog out for a moment to take care of one thing, the dog had other ideas.
So,
and went rolling around in that grass like it was the first grass he had ever seen.
Oh, what do you do with
oh,
that?
The ride home was so much fun.
Liquid fertilizer.
Ooh. I mean, that's...
what do you do with... Why do you make it that way?
Yeah. Was it make it
they do.
More efficient?
They yeah. do, apparently.
Wow.
There you go. That's a good one. 630 says the worst is running out of high speed data in the middle of P Hub's session. Oh, okay, that's a dirty one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's filthy.
I think P Hub would be Pornhub.
Oh,
they're being funny.
I would have read that as Fub.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was like, that's why I read that it
was like a Vietnamese noodle dish.
I have actually turned on. Sitting there with a bowl, yeah. hot bowl, they're like, oh, high-speed internet's out.
I'm just trying to enjoy my pub, and the high-speed internet goes out on me.
That's much better worst. That's, oh, that is the worst. Oh, I got my hot soup. Now I'm going to look on the internet. Oh, what's, why is this out? Oh.
Now my pub's getting cold while I wait for this high-speed internet.
Reset the modem, and the pub is getting cold.
The pork's getting gelatinous. This is going to be all aspic by the time my high-speed internet comes back.
Oh, that's so good. 574 says, when your mom throws away the snowball you put in the freezer to get back at your friend nailing you with a slush ball.
Oh, long game. That's playing the long game.
Yeah.
You're going to hit him in summertime?
Yeah, so you're going to hit him in the summertime. Yeah, that's
so
a
you were
game.
You were saving it to get back at your friend. I was like, the mom's getting back at the friend?
Yeah, no, this is the idea that I'm going like, to save one. And then
what's
when
that mom situation?
Yeah. That my son did that not too long ago where he tried to freeze a
snowball till
snowball,
summertime?
And you're like, really? It just turns into a thing of ice, and you throw it out, and he's like, oh, this was it. I waited so long. I'm like, you forgot it. The minute you did it.
Father, my revenge.
But that was like, he went and it was like the piece of dark chocolate he couldn't find.
Right.
Yeah. It was the worst.
My stash. My private snow stash.
There's a
foiled.
All right. Here we go. All right. Okay. I work for a theater company.
Okay.
Okay. This is our rant.
Okay.
And I gave someone some comps.
I know who this is.
Yep, I just want to say, him. I'm so sorry.
This person called the theater for future shows and dropped my name for tickets without my permission.
Dirty.
That's dirty.
It's rude. I hate that. Nope.
How do you even do that?
That takes some real crust. That's some crust.
Yeah.
Gumption.
Huts. I remember one time, the one that I'm most obnoxious thing I ever did. Where I wanted to go,
I'm sorry.
I wanted to go to a theater. It was Schadenfreude, and we wanted to go see something that was one of the hot shows at IO or something like that. So I called the IO box office, and we were just hanging out. I'm like, "Hi, it's Justin from Schadenfreude. I would just like to get four for tonight." So anyway, and they're like,
"Just no. throw that in there. Yeah. I would just like to get four.
Just
for
like to get four for tonight. So. See TJ and Abby on stage. You could put me in a nice spot. That'd be really great. Like, I just like, it was just like." Do it.
And
it was not met well. They were like, no. And of course said no. But it was so obnoxious that I did it. I was like, I mean, it was so brazen. It wasn't even like I was trying to trick. I was like, hi, I'm Justin. I was like a Jedi mind trick. Trying to get them to just give me the tickets. I am Justin from Schadenfreude.
I just need four for tonight. That's all.
Give me those tickets.
That is
It was obnoxious, right?
Yeah. I think this is worse, though, like taking advantage of a friend. Like,
calling back.
Is that what they're doing? Is that what they're doing?
Yes, that's
so
totally.
Strange.
It's rude. Yeah. Cut them out of your life.
Yeah, that's a goodbye.
Right. All right.
I'll tell you what's pretty rotten this time of year. I'll tell you what's the worst. Piping hot garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoking hot garbage.
I was trying really hard when I was in New York. Over Memorial Day weekend.
That's rough, man.
I was trying so hard to show my son how gross it was that the garbage was on the streets.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like,
yeah.
That's, it was hot out.
Yeah.
I'm like, see, this is why Chicago's better.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm never more thankful for
right.
Chicago having burnt down
couldn't,
than when I see the garbage in New York.
Yeah, he couldn't care.
Really?
He's like, I don't care. And I'm like, no, this is why Chicago's better. Take a look. There's trash on the street. He's like, ah, it'll be picked up in an hour. And I'm like, wow.
You're stymieing my dad moment. I thought my Chicago pride.
I'm worried about Miles' olfactory senses.
Yeah. Or maybe, he does not. Yeah, he's not smelling it.
Man, I was in Philly for 2 weeks for a gig, I don't know, 6 years ago, and it was the middle of summer, and it was just torture. I mean, it was just garbage everywhere, and it just like, and even when you're walking home like from the theater at like midnight, and it's still, it's still hot, it's just so foul.
That's cheesesteak garbage, too. That's like, a lot of empty cans of whiz, you know? That's garbage with. Garbage with.
Maybe they're, the people in Philadelphia, they're kneeling during the anthem. They're just overwhelmed by the smell of garbage.
Can't
take,
get low. Can't get away from
that.
That's
what it is.
Whiz.
773 says the worst empty fortune cookies.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's a message.
815
says, happens minutes before you die, usually. What's my future hold? And then there's nothing there.
Nothing.
Like, ugh.
And yeah. 815 says, police officer here. The worst is going to a complaint and the complainant's puppy piddles on your shoe.
Aw, the puppy.
Yeah, that's the worst thing a puppy can do, right?
I would
Chewing
think,
would be second.
I would also think as a policeman, maybe showing up at a triple homicide might might be worse.
True,
maybe,
true.
You know, like pulling a floater out of the lake. I think that would be worse, you know, like... You know, maybe someone who's been dead for a few weeks and it's just bugs crawling out. Something like that, I would think, you know, like...
The puddle, the piddle, and the piddle and the puppy.
Right. This is like a Winnetka cop?
Oh, once again, a puppy piddled on my shoe.
My sack
job.
Of coins, my sack of gold coins ripped open, and one of them went down that hole.
He's a cop for a one block gated community in Glencoe.
But thank you for your service, sir.
Yeah, absolutely, service, man. Yeah. Stay safe out there.
All right. That is unbelievable. That's so good. All right. Tell me, I'm going to look at these texts because we don't have the breaks tonight because we're coming off the. This is a truncated.
I love it.
So tell me, TJ, about the web series. And and I'll look through this stuff and find the stuff that's
Written by Billy Bungaroth, Asia Martin, Ryan Asher, and myself, and takes place in a musical recording studio. We shot here over at a place called Optimist that had an empty studio for us so we could set up in there and kind of art decorate it and everything. And just some awesome people came around and helped us out. A lot of Steve Delahoyd, who's a great local shooter, was our.
Also regular on The Worst.
Yeah, oh, great. Yeah, he was our DP, director of photography, and a fellow named Aaron over there was cutting it, and it was just nice. It was very nice, and it came out kind of how we imagined, where a lot of things don't, you know, like turn out how you had hoped. This one kind of did, so we're, really excited about it and hoping to make a bunch more if we can.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch now that Delahoyd's involved.
Okay,
before,
great.
Before, I was TJ will tell me all
about
it.
If I threw enough names out there, I'd hit one that you dug.
Yeah.
You're like Jeff Murdoch, Nate Verrone.
No.
Steve Delahoyd?
No. Yeah.
Yes, Delahoyd ding. All right, Abby, tell me about your talk show.
Okay. Well, it's more of a conversation show with Justin. So, man, this is going to sound classic me. But anyway, so Julie and I we do this about once a month in an apartment in Chicago, and we invite somebody that...
That's why it's underground.
Yeah, dog. And we invite somebody that we know that's doing stuff we're interested about, or somebody is all Chicagoans, or somebody who is doing work that we want to learn more about. That's stuff that might be controversial or like people don't know about, to just kind of start conversations because the world is really hard right now.
Is this the Katie Watson one?
Yes. So Katie Watson was our guest last week. And she just wrote an amazing book called The Scarlet A.
Abortion, yeah. She was. We were working on getting her on the show, I had to cancel. She had to cancel. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to be on at some point.
So
she's
Scarlet A, it's amazing. It's the ethics of ordinary abortion. Yeah.
All right, tonight we're giving away a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Also, the desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men, call 855-955-HVAC. The third place tonight, going to get the desktop indoor weather station. We're going to give it to 773, who said a kid I babysit at the age of 5 bit me for taking away her Kindle when it was bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the pizzas then, the two pizzas are going to go. Let's go 708. The worst is when your secret stash is discovered.
I think so.
As an example, when you're looking forward to eating that special pizza, dark chocolate, you're hidden in the fridge, but someone gets to it. In first place tonight, getting another pizza. Let's go. Let's give it to Dave, who seems to be having a tough go of it with the party trolleys.
I hear you, man.
I know. Remember, I told you I was going to be outvoted on this. I knew it, man.
I feel like it's good for Dave.
He needs it. I know. Now
he gets a pizza. Absolutely. Next time he sees a party trolley, now he'll be like, "Hey, that got me a pizza last time." Hey, have a good time, guys.
And Dave, you could also say, "Are you following all the new regulations?"
Don't let me call the alderman's office.
I got them on the horn.
TJ, Abby, great to see you guys. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Justin.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks a bunch,
Thanks,
man. And it's always great seeing you.